Welcome to the magical Worryland.
Keep listening and you'll learn two things that cause kids to have butterflies in their stomach. Let's go.
Hey, silly squad. Let's have lots of fun together on our exciting adventure. Remember, the things we talk about and the activities we do in this podcast are just for fun and learning. If you ever don't feel well or have any questions about exercises, it's super important to talk to doctors and other health professionals you trust. They're here to keep us healthy, safe, and happy. Now let's get ready for a magical time filled with laughter and joy.
Hey there, City Squad. Welcome to the Mabul Super Health Explorers. My name is Dr. Mabul. I have my co-host,
Dr. Kao.
How are you doing, Dr. Kao?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. So, for those who are new, the Mabul Super Health Explorers is a super cool show about staying healthy, made for kids just like you. So basically, we talk about how to take care of our body and feel good and happy, all in a fun and exciting way. So are you ready, Dr. Gao?
Yes. How are you?
I am ready, so we hope that you are ready as well for this exploration. All right, so before we start our show, just going to do a quick exercise. So what's your idea today to move, Dr. Kao?
We can do jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks, okay. So we'll do it 5 each?
Yeah.
Okay. Get ready, everyone. We're about to do jumping jacks, or as we call them, star jumps. Let's wait for Dr. Scarrow's signal.
3, 2, 1, go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sorry.
All right. Now we're ready to do the show. So what we're going to do today is that we're going to tackle one of the fables that I have in my book, which is the 8 fables to have everything that I want. The first fable is called The Golden Feather. And we're going to talk about a little girl's situation. Her name is Caroline, and she needed help in the story. She needed help to calm down because she felt worried. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What causes kids to worry? So, Caroline, what do you think causes kids to worry?
Well, first, the pressure.
Pressure, okay.
And it's like they're scared that if they do something that's bad, they don't want to disappoint their parents, right?
Okay. So pressure, don't want to disappoint someone that are really important for them. Okay. And do you have examples of things that could worry in those two situations?
Well, example for the pressure, there would be orals, like example when you do something in front of your class, the pressure goes up.
Okay.
And that makes people worry. Well, some people. That makes them worried, and then they panic. And sometimes it can go wrong.
Okay. So, if I understand, you are giving the example of oral presentation in front of the class, the panic, okay? And you mentioned pressure, and you also mentioned, what was the second thing you said? You said pressure and disappointing someone that they care about.
Yes, and then if they fail it, they're scared that this will disappoint their parents because they fail the thing and then it's going to give a bad grade.
Okay. So from what I'm getting in those two examples, it touches what I want to talk to, what I wanted to talk today in the show, is that kids worry because they're doing something new. So an oral presentation is not something that they do every day in front of the class. So since it's something new, when you talk about pressure, that's a perfect example because they It's not something they're doing every day, so they get tummies in their stomach, or there's all kind of different way that they feel nervous. Yeah. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. But another thing that makes kids worry, do you think, and again, I'm going to ask this as a question. Do you think when something changes,
yes,
it causes kids to worry? Why do you think?
Because it's something new again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they got to get used to that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes some kids don't get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the way that they get used to it isn't the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it can change their emotion, their some things, and then it makes them nervous, and then it goes down.
Okay. You know what? Being worried is a natural reaction, because if we go through, if you think about all the history of the human species, when we were in a jungle and all of that, it was a good thing to have, because when you were worried, you were on an alert, so you were always careful to get eaten or the danger that's in the jungle and all of that. The good thing is that when you are worried, it's a way for your body to protect yourself against any danger around you. However, do we still live in the jungle now?
No, we don't.
Okay. So that's the thing, is that we have to adjust. Not that being worried is not natural, is that we have to adjust to the fact that we no longer live in a high danger, high alert situations. We still have to be careful on what we're doing, what we're saying, but not at the level that it used to be when we were in the jungle and all of that. Yeah. So that's why it's really important to have tricks and tips to help us to go through those things, because life is not easy. Things will happen. You will feel a certain way, and being worried is one of the things that you will feel. So for people, sometimes people, when they feel like that, they feel that they're weird. They feel that they're not normal. They feel ashamed. They feel scared. But everybody feels that. It's just that people have a different way to hide that, and the people have a different way to react when they worry.
Yeah, and there's also different levels.
Exactly. So everybody's different. So everybody reacts and acts differently in those situations. It's just that you have to learn about what worries you, and you have to think if the way that you're reacting or the way that you feel, is it okay to feel like that in the situation where you are? Like an example, you were talking about an oral. For sure, it's stressful. People comfortable to talk in front of a crowd like me. It looks like I'm comfortable when I talk in front of people, but that doesn't mean that I'm not nervous. I'm still nervous, but it's just that
you're able to hide it.
Not hide it. It's just I have a way to go through that. I use different tips that I'm not going to talk about today, because it's not the point of today's podcast. But we will talk about different way that we can act and different way we can go through feeling like that. Everybody is nervous. Everybody stresses. It's just that we have to realize that it's normal to feel that way. But that doesn't mean that the way that that doesn't mean that we have to go back to the fact that when we were in a jungle, we were worried. It was life. It was We needed that to survive. Yes, let's go with your question.
Why do you bring the jello?
Because because when the human beings went through the evolutions, some things did change, but other things still stayed as we changed because we were
primates.
We didn't go through as many danger when we started created villages and cities and all of that. We changed, but some things still remain the same, and the way that we feel and the way that we act because of our emotions sometimes is good, but sometimes our emotions are not bad, but they're not the right emotions for what we are going through. You were talking about levels of worrying. Okay, so some people overreact for something, but when they take a step back and think about the way that they were reacting and in the situation that they were, they realize, okay, I didn't need to react that way in that situation. So that's why I keep bringing back the jungle story, because this is where we come from. Every human being came from that environment, that situation, but we no longer live in that environment, in that situation, but some people are still acting and reacting as if they were still in that type of environment. Okay. For those who are listening, Carolyn was thinking of something, but she just decided to change her mind. So that brings to the end of today's podcast. What did you like about today's show?
The fact that you bring your past to examples as the threats of the subject, or like, you know, the target.
Okay. So the fact that, okay. What I liked is that for those who are listening, today is our first episode in English. And it is something new. Yes. It is definitely a change to how we were doing lives on social media in the past. So for me, it is a perfect example about me worrying, setting up this, getting ready for this podcast. I was really worried. However, what I did is that I realized that, like I was telling you, is that I am not in a situation that will cost my life. So that's why at some point I decided just to jump and to do it and record the episode that we are recording right now. For sure, it's not going to be a perfect episode. Nobody can be perfect, but
it's our first time.
Exactly. So everyone has a first, and you can only go up from that point. So me, that's why I like that about today's episode, and also the fact that you brought the pressure and the disappointment element into that subject, which is pretty good example to show how worry can affect somebody or affect kids. So don't forget to like, comment, and whether you agree or you disagree, you can put it in your comments. And don't forget to share as well this episode, and don't forget to subscribe to hear the next episode of our podcast. So stay maboul with full laughter and excitement. That's it for us. See you next time. Ciao.
Bye.